Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Yes, I took your course online and I followed the instructions and sent it in for January the 1st. And they actually denied it because they said that I had to have it filed for January the 1st. So
by the December 31st.
Well, December 31st. It had to actually be, even though I posted it.
Let's get your zip code, please.
24112.
Your name?
Salisa Hurston.
Spell that last name.
C-E-L-L-I-S-A.
That's your last name?
My first name.
Okay, one moment.
I couldn't understand you.
And your address?
111 Melody Court, Martinsville, Virginia, 24112.
All right, thank you for that. Yes, when you do the online orders, which you did for the CCW certificate, it had to be mailed back by the 31st of December. I see you did it on the 28th. So I gave you like 3 days.
And I mailed it before the 31st.
What day did you mail it?
The next day.
Okay. Well, yes, they had
it.
Yeah, it had to be postmarked by the 31st, or else they were going to send it back. That's what it was, the emails they were sending out. They had to cut it off at the 31st of December.
Yeah, it was
you
postmarked.
You are in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was postmarked, but they said, I guess he changed it or something. The clerk said it had to actually be on file before the 1st.
No, it had to be postmarked by the 31st.
I got the paper. I can send it to you. I actually talk to
what
the
does
clerk.
It say?
Let's see. Okay. It says
So they returned it. They returned your packet back to you.
Yes. It actually says denied. The applicant online on December 28th did not file application until after the 1st. It says file.
Well, see, you are in the state of Virginia, and they have like different rules for.
Right,
she
said they changed it. I asked her.
No, they changed the rules, which is something
yes.
They've done lately. They changed the rules for the online, where they had to have it postmarked by the 31st if you were out of state.
They're not honoring the postmark stuff. It has to actually be on file before the 1st of January.
Okay, since you're in the state of Virginia, it has to be on file before the 1st of January. If you were out of the state of Virginia, it had to be postmarked by the 31st of December. All right, so that, you know, let's see if they had that on this website here. Because we only got word of the outer state had to be postmarked by the 31st. They did not leave word for the in-state because where it is going to be the Richmond, Virginia State Department of Police where you have to take that that CCW certificate, but they're saying that if it wasn't done by the 1st of January, then it's denied. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. They were saying that if it wasn't on file, if you hadn't went to the State Department of Police by the 1st of January,
so
they weren't.
What do I do? Because I don't have $85 just to give just for nothing.
All right, bear with me one moment. Let's see what if they have any notes on here about, because we didn't have anything for the in-state residents.
Right.
So you say your paperwork say that they denied it because you hadn't put it on file by the 1st of January.
Yeah, they'd be actually filed before the 1st of January.
All right.
Trust me, if I knew that, I definitely would have took it on 28th.
Right. So what we could do, so we can give you a discount on there. Standardly, it's 30% off, which means $30 on that charge. Well, you had the $85 charge. They give up.
Right. So what am I getting a discount just for nothing? I'm not understanding it. Right. So you're gonna keep my money, and I'm just actually a worthless piece of paper.
Well, yes, sir. They do keep a portion of it. Because it was
even though
done. I'm
I don't
sorry.
How
yes.
That will be stolen and it said if I post dated from your website before the 1st of January.
That was for out of state.
So
I get what you're saying,
your
but that was, it says it's only for the out of state. Had a different set of rules for the in-state.
So what was the set of rules that you have for in-state? I mean,
well, obviously, is it that it had to be turned in and put on file by the 1st. We just have.
I didn't see anywhere where it said that.
We just have what it says for the out-of-state, because if we do the online, you know, courses, mainly it's out-of-state customers. They have one here. They just changed the rule. They actually sent out emails to all of their customers who had signed up that this is the cutoff date. This is what you need to do. So they were sending out emails as soon as the rules changed. We were getting so many emails from the company. They were calling us saying, take my name off the list. They were sending out several emails to get the customers a heads up on it.
I didn't see any emails like that. Actually, emailed, asked the question, nobody responded to the email. So,
no, they were sending out emails letting you know that those rules had changed because it was just going along steady where you could just turn it in, da da da, and then all of a sudden there was a rule change, and then they said, okay, the cutoff date is the 1st of the 31st of December has to be postmarked. That was for the out of state customers. Obviously, the in-state customers had to have it on file by the 31st.
But you guys don't state that on your website.
They, like I said, they sent out the emails.
I didn't get any email. Actually, I emailed a question about some stuff before that, and I didn't even get a response to that. So I definitely didn't get an email about that.
When did you email us?
On the 28th.
you emailed the company on the 28th and asked them about.
I didn't have any response.
What was the question?
It was about when, how much money, how to send my money or something. But I didn't get a response to that, and I don't have any emails from you, your establishment about the new rules. So, nah. I don't have any. I didn't get a response from my, the email. So I definitely a response from the email that I sent. So I know I didn't get an email. And I looked through my emails for a response daily. And then I just finally just sent it, the money in, and it was right. But so I don't understand. I didn't get an email about the rule change. Just like I didn't get an email about my response from my own.
And what did the your denial letter say?
It said it had to be on file at the clerk's office on the 1st of January. Before the 1st of January. It didn't say, it doesn't say anything about postmark or any of that kind of stuff. And I actually talked to the clerk to make sure I read that right.
Okay. Now, I do see here what it says about the refund. They said a refund can only be issued, a full refund can only be issued when an application is denied due to the nature of the training provided by CCW, certified CCW, which with the, being with the state of Virginia, that would not be the case because they were accepting it. All the customer had to do was print it out and just
I did everything that you guys have to finish.
All you had to do was print it out and go to the local state police department in your area because it's for the state of Virginia. Before
I understand what you're saying, I did those things. I don't need you to read me that stuff. I understand that. I did all this. I could talk to the clerk. Everything I did was right except for what the post date thing doesn't matter here.
No, it doesn't.
You said it had to actually be on file. Your website didn't say anything like that is all I'm getting at. So I don't understand why I should pay
for the residents. Yes, it did. You had to take it to the state police department.
Any email, ma'am. That's not true.
All right. But what we're offering is a $30 refund on the charge. And that's what is stated. The residents of the state of Virginia, once you print
okay,
that
so
out.
What can you give me back, ma'am, since you're not going to listen to me?
Once you print that out, you can take it to the state department of police.
The deputy clerk lives out the street from my house, okay? I talked to her already. I talked to her this morning. I actually have the paper. So I can't help what you're saying. I know what she said, and she's the deputy clerk, the master deputy clerk at the office. So that stuff is neither here nor there.
All right. Well, it's sending you out a $30 refund email, letting you know that'll be back with your account in 3 to 5 business days.
So do you have a confirmation number just in case I don't get the email like before?
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 1104868.
Can you repeat that, please?
C as in Charlie, 1104868.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.